Weekends always start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you always make it a point to join us on Friday nights. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can listen and or email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. As we are rejoined by Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes. And as promised, before we were going to commercial break, we were talking about in the NL West, we were talking about the Dodgers. Andy, give me a hit on Jock Peterson. I mean, his batting average, what in the world is going on? It's just so low.
He looks like a product of a front foot hitter, in my opinion. And I say that when I played, I obviously didn't get as far as Jock Peterson, but I was a front foot hitter a long time. Mm-hmm. It makes it very difficult to hit a good overhand curveball. Makes it difficult to hit a changeup. It's good because you do that high leg kick, you get a lot of power, you can cheat on fastballs. I wouldn't recommend it. It's good for home run derby. It's good for a guy that maybe doesn't have great plate discipline and has to guess pitch constantly. But Jock Peterson showed that he has a very good eye at the plate, that he knows how to draw a walk. I would look for him to come back next year with a little bit more of a controlled approach for Major League Baseball. What he probably does or did works very well in the minor leagues, but when you're facing guys that know how to change speeds, that know how to attack your weaknesses, I'd like to see him condense that leg kick.
All righty, the Giants, they are fizzling. What do they need to do to figure it out?
Well, they're going to have to figure it out quick. 6.5 games out of the division, 6.5 games out of the wild card as we record. So, I mean, they're going to have to start winning now. I mean, it's tough when you're down that many games, but we've seen it happen many times where these teams have made runs, and if I'm going to trust any team to do it, I'll trust Bruce Bochy and I'll trust the Giants. But let's remember, it's an odd season. For whatever reason, the Giants don't make it to postseason play in odd season. So
that's
maybe
crazy.
The curse will continue for that team. Right now it's going to be tough, though, because the NL Central, these teams are playing really strong, playing their best baseball of the year, the Cubs, the Pirates, the Cardinals. And they really have the advantage to where they can beat up on some of those lower teams in the NL Central, where a lot of the schedules now start to go into that mode where you play teams in your division the whole month. The Giants going to have to do the same thing. If they play the Padres, they play the Diamondbacks, Rockies, they're going to have to take advantage, not only win these series, they're going to have to sweep these series to get back in the race.
Okay, it's the first weekend, the month of September. It is here. So let's head over to the NL Central. The Cardinals, the Cubs, the Pirates, they are all so fun to watch. Do you feel like the Cubs? I mean, what are they going to be able to do here?
Really, the Cubs are in an unfortunate situation along with the Pirates.
They're ahead of schedule, aren't they?
They're way ahead of schedule.
Amen.
I had them as a playoff team in 2016.
Yeah.
Definitely not this season. But, you know, both of these teams, they're having fantastic years. Both of them could win over 90 games, and both of them could be out one game in postseason play because they're going to be stuck in a wild card game the way it looks right now. The Cardinals, so far ahead of everybody. There's no one even in their vicinity right now in either league. They are by far the best team. So that's what's nice about the wild card, what Bud Selig set up for baseball. But it's going to be unfortunate for one of these teams to have a really good season. It comes down to one game. I can't wait to see if that's how it's going to play out, a Pirates-Cubs National League wild card divisional game.
The Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, I thought that they would perhaps stumble a bit after losing Russell Martin, but they've been impressive.
Yeah, Francisco Cervelli comes over from the Yankees. He's done a fantastic job catching for them. Aramis Ramirez now in the lineup. The old Pirate is back, and he's done some damage since joining Pittsburgh. Once again, you have that top of the rotation that's been very steady, and Gerrit Cole, Francisco Liriano. You know, I felt like this team could fall down a little bit because I don't know. I didn't feel like they made the appropriate offseason additions, but I guess more power to the Pirates for proving me wrong that they already had a strong foundation in place. They just had to tweak a few things, and they're right there again. They have the superstar power. They have the depth. This team right here, you put them in another division, you put them in the NL East, you put them in the AL West, we might be talking about them as World Series favorites. But in the NL Central, again, the Cardinals make it so difficult for everybody. I do like the depth on the Pirates. I would be very interested to see what they could do if they make it to the division series.
You love to talk hypotheticals, don't you?
I definitely do, because it's just such an unbalanced season.
Yeah.
And there's going to be teams in the National League that get screwed because of it.
Ah, okay. So the Cardinals are the best overall regular season team in Major League Baseball. Do you think the Cardinals are going to reach it?
They should. I mean, they're playing right now. They should make it, but it almost seems like it's a curse to win 100 games and be the number one seed in baseball.
It's
rarely ever happens.
Wow.
But if there's a team that could do it, the Cardinals, such a system team. Everybody plays to the system. They're the Patriots of baseball. They just will not go away. You can go get new guys. You can go plug guys in that didn't have success elsewhere, and they always find a way to succeed with whatever they can find. It's all just part of the system that Tony La Russa left behind. Mike Matheny picked it up. This is going to be a tough team for anybody. That rotation, they run out, assuming everybody stays healthy, to Carlos Martinez. I believe has a back problem right now. As long as he's not out too long, they have so much depth in that rotation. You just can't go wrong who you run out to pitch.
You know, they've got depth in their rotation, but many of these guys, whether you're talking about Martinez and Carpenter, I mean, these guys are rising stars. Is that fair?
Yes. Matt Carpenter is a hitting machine for the Cardinals, who fell down a little last year. He's seen his numbers plummet, but starting to see him hit for power. A lot of guys come into the major leagues, especially guys that aren't your traditional 30 home run hitters, but guys that have some pop. He's starting to find his pop. It takes a couple years. He knows how to hit. You have a lineup full of guys, again, that just play to the system and know how to move runners. You got some run producers in the lineup. You don't necessarily have the old Albert Pujols of the golden days, but you have just a lot of steady guys and production in that lineup, and that leads to a team that can score runs in a diverse amount of ways. Johnny Peralta, signing him to St. Louis, has been just a gigantic monumental signing to fix the shortstop hole. The Cardinals, one thing they've traditionally had problems with is filling shortstop. As many years as they've been good, I can't remember a time where they've had a steady shortstop other than Edgar Renteria. So Johnny Peralta now creates that. He hits for power in the middle of the order like a corner outfielder would.
Okay, so the NL Central, we've hit on the NL West. The NL East, what about the Mets? Do you trust them?
I don't really trust the Mets in postseason play, and it's not because of their starting pitching. I mean, they're starting pitching. You line those guys up with anyone, they're dynamic. That would be fun to see a Cardinals-Mets matchup somehow, because you would see a lot of good young starting pitching in that series. I don't know if anybody could score three runs. But the Mets, I feel like they've done a nice job piecing it together. Cespedes has been a huge success since coming over. Uribe has found success since joining the Mets. And, you know, David Wright now comes off the DL. What can David Wright possibly offer after the injuries, after some down seasons? It's so hard to predict what you see in the National League, and I'll keep saying the what-if thing. If you put the Mets in the American League, I'd trust them a little more. In the National League, there's just too many tough opponents. They are trending in the right direction, though. I felt like they were going to be a wild card team this year due to a weak NL East. They'd probably become a division winner. I'm curious to see where they go with this thing. Do they get more offense? Can they find someone to supplement a Curtis Granderson to drive in some power, to get some offense at the spacious Citi Field? They are going to be one of the more interesting teams in the next few years, and I think will be the better team in New York for the coming seasons.
What about the Nationals? Give us a hit on that, because they've been a disappointment.
They have been the biggest disappointment in all of the National League. I really don't know what to say about that organization, besides they've got to find guys that can stay healthy. I mean, it's great to build the stacked lineup, and it looks fantastic on paper, but these guys, Ryan Zimmerman's of the world, Jason Wirth's of the world, they're paying them all this money. None of them can stay healthy. Anthony Rendon, you bring him up, a fantastic young second or third baseman. He can't stay healthy now. Bryce Harper finally putting a healthy year together, but there's no one else around him to support him. You got Strasburg, who's been, I don't want to say the bust word, but he's definitely been short of expectations. So, again, the Nationals will come in next season. They'll have a great roster. We'll be talking about them winning the NL East. People will be saying if they're healthy, they could be the better team or the best team in the NL East, but it's so hard to really predict much out of that team if they can't find a way to stay healthy. I would start trying to clear contracts like I'm a seller right now if I'm the Nationals, and that doesn't mean I'm selling, doesn't mean I'm rebuilding, it means I'm retooling. They got to find a way to change what's going on over there in their culture.
The final stretch of the MLB season, Andy Pondillo has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Thank you so much, Andy.
No problem. Always fun.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to have him with us, and always a pleasure to have all of our amazing guests with us. Bethany Brashear, you want to go out and get a copy of the new book, Super Bowl 50, celebrating 50 years of America's greatest game. Adam Lazarus, sports writer and author of his new book on the Redskins. Tom Flores, Oakland Raiders legend. And, of course, Steve Kyler with Basketball Insiders. Again, I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.